The Mariners and the Rays at the Schwab on Friday. Erasmo Ramirez facing his former Rays team. Let's pick it up top one. Seattle looks to build on a 2-0 lead.
Threw it to the high set. Gamble is on deck. Throw it pitches. Swinging a slow ground ball towards third. Charging Evan Longoria. Bare hand pickup and the throw. Did not get him. And the run will score. It's 3-0. And Valencia continues to frustrate the Rays.
And now the right-hander again sets, and the pitch on its way. Swing and a fly ball to the open space in right center. This is trouble toward the wall and off the wall. Kiermaier has to play the carom. Gamble scores. Heredia around third. He's going to score on the two-run double by Mike Zunino. It's Seattle 5 and the Rays nothing.
Chopper to short by Robertson. Bare hand pickup and throw by Segura in time. And gets Brookenbatch slow roller to third. Seager over to his left. Sidearms to throw. Oh, and called out at first. The Rays might want to take a look. They're just trading home runs now. Here's a swing and a fly ball to deep left field. On its way to the upper deck, maybe. And it is. Into the party deck. A monstrous homer by Nelson Cruz, and it's 7-1 Seattle.
The Mariners cruise to the 7-1 win. Erasmo Ramirez turns in six innings of one-run ball in his return to Tampa Bay. Aureel Miranda battles Jake Odorizzi on Saturday. The Rays had no answers versus former teammate Erasmo Ramirez, who shut them down for six innings to the tune of one run on just two hits as the Rays fell to the Mariners at the Trop on Friday by a 7-1 score. Here is Tampa Bay skipper Kevin Cash.
We knew the guy on the mound pretty well. We've seen him have those types of performances. And talking about Erasmo, he's done it multiple times for us. And stings probably a little bit more when you have it done to you. But he was sharp. He was good. You know, he commanded the cutter, the two-seamer. Really did a nice job of attacking our lefties and at least showing them inside, making them honor that inside part of the plate. And it opened up avenues to get us out the other way. So he made it tough for us. Austin Pruitt, you know, 3-0, he gets down. Probably wasn't his sharpest, wasn't quite as crisp. Saying that, I mean, he still kept his pitch count really down and picked us up in a big way. That the bullpen could have gotten blown up right there, and we don't need that to happen on top of everything else that's not going on. So impressed with the way Austin just continued to stay out there and compete and eat up innings for us. That goes a long way. That's it.
When your team fell behind early in this one, with the way things have been going, what was the tenor, the mindset like on the bench?
Nothing. I mean, you know what? Because it really hasn't happened that often. We've been in so many tight ball games and one-run, two-run games, and I don't think anybody thought anything different. 3-0, you know what? We get a walk, a hit, and somebody hits a homer to come back, tie it up, or, you know, get two back. We just didn't.
When you mentioned that Erasmo was really sharp tonight, which pitch do you think was giving your hitters the most trouble?
I think it was a combination of the you know, he throws three different fastballs, the cut fastball, the two-seam fastball, and then the four-seam, and he had all of them going, working pretty well tonight.
In the first inning, what happened with the play in center field with Kevin Kiermaier in the lights, or was he?
No, he was just deking the runner. It was really a heads-up play on his part that he knew he wasn't going to catch the ball and tried to slow, I believe it was Cano that was on first base, slow him up and prevent him from scoring on that double, which he did. He ended up coming around, though. But heads-up play by KK.
Speaking of KK, how good was it to see him go around first and accelerate to second?
Good, yeah. I mean, look, he the first fly ball out there, just watching him move, his movements. You know, he's so athletic to begin with. And then we got to see it all where he turned it on today from out of the box. He turned it on when he was at third base to tag up. He looked great. He looked really good at the plate, too.
Kevin, I know it's a game of ups and downs. I mean, Corey was an all-star.
Yeah.
Yep. It hasn't been going.
No.
Have you been able to put your fingers? Is it just one of the deals?
You know what, man? We talked about it today on the bench, and I know the hitting and lumping a bunch of guys, but this pertains to Corey, too. The hitting has had their struggles, no doubt. I don't look at it as doing anything different, chasing more pitches. I mean, Corey was swinging at everything in the first half. Today, in the last couple days, you look up, a bunch of our lefties are, I mean, you scratch your head because they're missing pitches that are getting plenty of white. Fastballs, 89 to 93, that we're just not covering for whatever reason. You know, it's one thing if we're chasing pitches and we can probably make some adjustments. And when you start chasing pitches, you're trying to cheat to get to something else to cover. I don't see us doing that. We're just missing pitches that we should hit. And I think Corey's right in that boat.
I mean, he was involved off the dirt.
Yeah.
For double drill. I mean, I couldn't see it on the monitor. It's just one of the,
yeah,
it's just the way that it's not a water seeks its own hole.
No, no. I mean, look, I know that the game goes from, I would say right now, you know, as hot as he got, he might be just that cold. But we're optimistic that he'll get back up there.
Hey, on the Echevarria play, that kind of a weird play at first. Mm-hmm. Should he have made some type of move, do you think, to get to the base or something, or?
No, not really. I mean, I don't blame him for just to keep running. I mean, I think, well, obviously he missed the bag because he was avoiding the tag. At that point, you probably don't want to tip your hand and run back to the bag because you're definitely going to be out of, because Alonso had the ball sitting there.
So you just sell it?
Yeah, try to sell it, and hopefully nobody noticed it.
And what did you guys hear about Andrews?
He threw two pitches, and he got hit on his shin, ankle, it's not the ankle, it's more meat, muscle, but obviously it hurt him enough to get him out of the game. I don't know exactly what we'll do. We'll get him looked at tomorrow when he gets back.
Yeah, they said he was like left in a walking boot, so I didn't know if he'd hurt anymore.
I have not heard anything more than that.
If someone had told you how you would pitch in this stretch,
you wouldn't accept playing 500 baseball. Yeah. And we've made that very clear. Our pitching has been outstanding for us. I mean, I think we're right there in the tops in baseball from the All-Star break. You would not accept playing 500 baseball, and we're not even close.
I mean, because that's the formula. I mean,
yeah, it is. It is. Well, that's not just our formula. That's probably everybody's formula. So it is. You know, it does. That's where the frustration kicks in. That we've talked about it over and over. We're spoiling some just tremendous outings by our pitchers. Maybe not tonight, but leading up to tonight, we've had some really good performances.
The Rays look to bounce back Saturday behind Jake Odorizzi. He'll be opposed by Ariel Miranda.